Welcome, everyone, to The Deep Dive. Today, we're getting right into it, looking at your source material on some really foundational stuff, energy, work, and power.
That's right.
Your sources call them energia, lavoro, and potenza, Italian terms.
Mm.
Our goal here is to, you know, unpack these ideas, see how they connect, and give you a real shortcut to understanding them.
Yeah, and it's fascinating stuff because these aren't just abstract physics concepts. Yeah. They are everywhere. Understanding them is like getting a key to unlock how so much of the physical world actually functions.
Okay, good point. So let's start at the beginning then. Energy. Energia. What exactly is it fundamentally, according to your sources, and what about the different types mentioned?
Right. So energy at its core is essentially the ability, the capacity to do work. Your sources highlight a few key forms you should know. First up is kinetic energy. Energy cinética.
Kinetic, okay.
Yeah, that's the energy of motion. Anything that's moving has it. Think of a speeding car or, you know, a baseball thrown through the air.
Mm.
Then there's potential energy. Your sources mention two main types here. Gravitational potential energy. Energia potenziale gravitazionale.
Right, like holding something up high.
Exactly. It's stored energy based on an object's position in gravity. The higher you lift that book, the more gravitational potential energy it has stored up.
Okay. And the other potential energy?
That's elastic potential energy, energia potenziale elastica. Think about stretching a rubber band or compressing a spring. That's stored energy. That's elastic potential energy.
Got it. And the sources also mention a specific unit, right? Kilowatt hour?
Yes, the kilowatt hour, kilowatt hora. That's a very common unit for measuring energy consumption, especially, you know, what you see on your electricity bill. It's just another way to count energy.
So energy is the potential or the ability. What about when things actually, well, happen, when work gets done? That takes us to lavoro, or work. How does that connect?
Precisely. Work is the bridge, really. It describes the transfer of energy. When a force acts on an object and causes it to move, to be displaced, work is done.
And it's measured in?
Joules. The unit for work, as your sources point out, is the joule. Now, it's important to distinguish, as your material does, between different kinds of work.
Okay.
There's motor work, lavoro motore. This is when the force helps the motion, like the engine in your car doing work to push it forward. Energy is typically added to the object or system here.
Right, pushing it along.
And then there's resistant work, lavoro resistente. This is when the force opposes the motion. Think of friction or air resistance slowing that car down. That force is doing resistant work, often taking energy out of the object's motion.
So helping versus hindering, basically.
In simple terms, yeah. And your sources also specifically mention examples like the work done by gravity, the lavoro della forza peso, and the work done by an elastic force, the lavoro della forza elastica, like when that stretched rubber band snaps back.
Okay, that clarifies the energy to work connection, which leads us straight to the third piece, power or potenza. This one feels like it gets mixed up with energy quite a bit. How does it actually relate?
It really does get mixed up often. Power isn't about how much work is done, but rather how fast it's done. It's the rate.
Oh, the rate.
Yeah, the rate at which work is performed, or equivalently, the rate at which energy is transferred. The unit for power is the watt.
So doing the same job faster requires more power.
Exactly. Imagine lifting that heavy box again. Lifting it onto the shelf takes a certain amount of work, a certain number of joules. But if you lift it really quickly in, say, 1 second, versus taking a whole minute to lift it, you've exerted much more power doing it quickly.
That makes sense.
And your sources also note the difference between instantaneous power, potenza istantanea, what the power is at any specific moment, and average power, potenza media, which is the total work done divided by the total time taken.
Okay, now, you mentioned connections. This is where it starts to get really interesting, right? The kinetic energy theorem, Teorema dell'energia cinética. What's the big deal with that?
It's a really powerful link. This theorem basically says that the net work done on an object, so the total work from all forces combined, is exactly equal to the change in that object's kinetic energy.
So work directly changes the motion energy.
Directly. If the net work is positive, the object speeds up. Its kinetic energy increases. If the net work is negative, like when brakes do resistant work, the object slows down, its kinetic energy decreases. It's fundamental to understanding how forces alter motion.
And building on that, what about the conservation laws? Feels like a really core principle here.
Absolutely central. Your sources talk about two key conservation ideas. First, the conservation of mechanical energy. Conservazione dell'energia meccanica.
Mechanical energy being.
The sum of kinetic and potential energy. Now, this type of energy is only conserved if the forces doing work are what we call conservative forces, like gravity or ideal elastic forces. If friction is involved, mechanical energy usually isn't conserved.
Okay, so it's conditional.
Right. But then there's the bigger picture. The conservation of total energy. Conservazione dell'energia totale. This is like a bedrock law of physics. It states that energy can change forms, it undergoes transformations. Energia trasformazioni. Think chemical energy in fuel becoming kinetic energy in a car, or electrical energy becoming light and heat.
It just changes shape, essentially.
Exactly. It can transform, it can move around, but the total amount of energy in an isolated system always remains constant. It's never created, never destroyed. This includes internal energy, energia interna, which is related to things like the temperature of an object.
And that ties into real-world consequences too, right? Like pollution.
It does, because energy transformations are rarely, if ever, 100% efficient. Often some energy gets converted into less useful forms, principally heat dissipated into the environment. This unwanted heat release, like from power plants or engines, is what your sources refer to as thermal pollution or inquinamento termico. It's a direct consequence of these energy transformations.
Wow. Okay. So pulling it all together then, we've gone through the basics. Energy is the ability, work is the transfer, power is the rate. We've looked at their units, joules, watts, kilowatt hours, the different forms like kinetic and potential, and these really critical conservation laws.
Yeah, those are the absolute cornerstones from your sources.
So wrapping up, maybe a final thought for everyone listening.
Well, maybe just this. If we step back and connect all this to the bigger picture, how might really grasping these fundamental ideas, energy, work, power, conservation, how might that empower you listening to think differently about things like efficiency or how we manage resources or even the environmental impact tied to our energy use in this complex world we live in? Something to ponder.